America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Which now leads me to ask the most important question in Cleveland sports radio history. What do you want to talk about there, Big Chief?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could dive into Belichick's comments on Baker Mayfield from last night.
This is where the hive mind kind of works out there. Jax, we are going to get to that Belichick cut. And because here's the thing. I think at the heart of the conversation we were having the previous hour, the reason why we asked the question, is this team poorly coached or poorly built? With the understanding, because there were several smart alecks who said, can it be both?
I was the smart aleck, by the way. I think that was me.
Well, yeah, no.
There was a lot of you guys on Twitter the same way, but I think that was also me.
You just want to take credit for being a smart aleck, and I like it.
Don't know, maybe. I don't know. It was so hard because I started to defend, and not to cut you off, but I started to defend Andrew Berry, and then it's like, if I was listening to this, all I would be thinking about it is the draft picks that didn't hit and all these other scenarios, and it's just... Neither person is very easy to defend right now.
But I think the reason why that exercise matters is it allows you to inform yourself on if you can choose a change, what change do you go to? But I think that we're seeing a lot of evidence of things that really bugs me. I know that sometimes you let go of good football players and they go be good football players otherwise.
Yeah.
Like Jordan Poyer was like a rotational kid, went to Buffalo, and was like part of the best safety tandem of the last decade, right? DeMario Davis.
It's the one I always think of.
DeMario?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? So DeMario.
Because he always gets forgotten about, but but he is one of the best linebackers in the sport. Yep. He has basically been everything you would want in a player, what's amazing is that he was only here for such a short amount of time that sometimes Browns fans will even bring him up with forgetting that he even spent time here.
So I think so, but each one of those guys, well, that's a Sashi move. That was, well, okay, he was a Pettine guy, and obviously Pettine got fired, so you moved on from him, right? I think I just think there are too many troubling things to point to of guys who have been here. Who were drafted by John Dorsey or even Sashi Brown that this regime let go and then went and played their best football elsewhere. And that brings us to Bill Belichick, who was on the Manning cast last night on ESPN, who talked about his interest in Baker went all the way back to the draft and where Baker's career went wrong. All right, there's a lot. One, did he ever get to Mahomes? Because that's a pretty fascinating answer if he just non-answers. He's like, hey, these two quarterbacks, one is Baker, the other is Mahomes. If he's admitting he didn't like Pat Mahomes, I think that would be interesting.
Well, you know, oddly enough, I don't want to rewrite history on Mahomes. I'll never forget when we had the Texas Tech play-by-play voice on, like during that whole draft process, and he was trying to tell us that Mahomes wasn't that good of a player. Yeah. And it's like, that's the voice of the team that was telling you. There's a lot of people that didn't think Mahomes was the greatest thing ever in college, and then he turned out to be Patrick Mahomes.
I just think it's great that even Bill Belichick's like, I don't want to talk about option B, so we're going to go with option A here.
Yeah.
I do think... I think this is really because you and I are big self scouters, right? You and I talk if we think a segment didn't go right.
Yeah.
You and I talk as dads and husbands and as radio professionals. Hey, I don't think I'm seeing this the right way, man. And just okay, how can I get this right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I kind of think that if the Browns are going to ever be the team they want, which is not two playoff appearances in 4 years. No, it's a decade of you're in the playoffs every year, and maybe in a stretch of that, you're a real Super Bowl contender, and maybe you pull a few of those home. I think the only way you do it is if you just get under the hood and have real, honest conversations about the entirety of the situation at quarterback from 2018 to 2024.
I think, Nick, I think they felt like they had Baker pretty well diagnosed. I think they looked at Baker as a guy that can win you games, but not a guy that can get you to the Super Bowl. And to be 100% fair to Baker, and you guys know I was a Baker guy, and I was one of the only ones at the time at the station that was. I know you're a Baker guy as well, though, Nick. Like, what Baker's showing you in Tampa Bay is exactly the same thing and the same reason why the Browns moved off of him. He can get you so far. But the moment that Godwin and Evans are out, and he looked good last night, but the moment that Godwin and Evans are out, they've lost three out of their last four. Now, you might say to yourself, well, he was 2 minutes away from an NFC title game last year. Yeah, he was 5 minutes away from an AFC title game with us. Like, that's exactly the same thing that he accomplished with us. The reason why they moved off Baker was pretty clear. They thought Deshaun could get him Super Bowls with an S. They thought he could be Mahomes. And they were just convinced that Baker wasn't that. So I don't think their scouting on Baker was necessarily wrong. It was just them getting incredibly... I can't punish him now for it because I was right there with them when they did it. They thought that they were making a move that would get them to deep postseason runs for the next 5 years. And they just didn't think Baker was that guy.
I also think that they thought they had gotten the most out of Baker that anyone could. I think that's more what I'm interested in. They thought 2020, which was what? 3,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. They thought that was the best Baker. The last 2 years, he's got 51 touchdowns and 19 interceptions. And he's probably on his way to...
They definitely didn't max out Baker.
So I think that's interesting. Because if you're going to have the we can't win a Super Bowl conversation with a guy, which, by the way, is 4 years into a deal. It's not 10 years down the road, right? It's not like Dak where we're almost on year 10. 4 years in is wildly early to write a verdict on Super Bowl or no. It's not too early to say franchise quarterback or, well, no, even that. Like, you don't know. And so you can project as much as you can project. But in terms of have we maxed out a guy, that 4 years in is in, like, I bet you Sean McVay thought he had maxed out Jared Goff. Now, fortunately, you traded for Matt Stafford and you won a Super Bowl. That was the carbon copy you're trying to follow. But then Jared Goff went, and Jared Goff is still a really, really good quarterback that you can win a lot of games with.
He's like fourth in MVP voting right now.
And so
he's on like one of the best six-game stretches in NFL history as we're speaking.
I think Baker is the trend that really I think you need to look at more and go, like, how much of Baker was on us? Because I agree with, like, people try and put, like, oh, this last 2 years, it's the same Baker. He has developed. He has risen to a different level. It's still not top five quarterback. I'm not arguing that.
Right.
But like...
Well, that's what they felt. I think they realized, and I think they felt comfortable with the idea that maybe Baker had some room to grow, but it was never going to be top five quarterback. I think that's where they got very greedy, and I'm not gonna tell them they did anything wrong in that instance. They felt like they needed a top five quarterback to win in this AFC, too, mind you, where you have Allen, Mahomes, all these great quarterbacks, and Burrow, all these guys, Lamar... And I just felt like they believed they needed to be living in that territory of QBs in order to win.
And I think they talked themselves into it. Listen,
for sure.
I think they did. I actually think the Baker thing was more than just... So this is always my opinion. I think these guys didn't draft Baker. I know Andrew was here and then left and all that, but like... I don't,
it was Dorsey's call.
I think the truth is they didn't draft him. That is the number one thing that matters in the NFL more than anything. I think the second thing is... I don't think they were comfortable with how Baker did business. And I think if you add that to, well, can he win the Super Bowl or not, and do we want to pay him $30 million a year, I think they allowed them to speed up the clock on Baker. But I continue to say, Baker is the symptom. Because the truth with the Browns is, Baker's not the only guy who suddenly got better when he left town.
Well, and I think that the larger point you're getting at is in that very same game that we watched last night, Kareem Hunt had 27 carries, averaged about 4 yards a pop. And I looked at some other metrics today. He's been the second best running back in the NFL in the time that he's been in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like, he's been unreal for them.
Yeah.
And consistently 27 carries, Nick. Like, they were using him like crazy last night, and he was coming up in spades.
And all anyone around the Browns would tell you last year is Kareem has lost a step.
Right? It was a Kareem Hunt problem, not a offensive line problem, not a Browns scheme problem, not a Browns themselves problem. It was a Kareem Hunt problem, and last night he showed you that is far from the truth.
And here's the thing. There's two other players that I thought of immediately that the second they leave Cleveland get drastically better, more productive. Larry Ogunjobi was with you in 2020. 2021, he's in Cincinnati, and he had 7 sacks, a career high.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney. We remember the debacle that was 2022. He goes to Baltimore in 2023, and all of a sudden he's a double-digit sack guy again. And so again, like, I understand these are all 4 different instances, and 2 of the guys specific to Kareem and Jadeveon are maybe guys who personality-wise crossed the Browns in one way or another. I just continue to look at that's 4 good football players in 4 years with these guys that go to somewhere else and are better football players. And by the way, 2 of the guys are in the like early stages of their career.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the guys that they've given up on a little bit too early. And I honestly, the guy that's still here is somebody that I instantly thought of was David Njoku. I mean, remember Andrew Berry, he made the trade in order to get a 3 tight end room that wasn't featuring Njoku so much that Njoku then was like, I want to be gone. Like, and like at that point, they'd basically given up on Njoku. Now Njoku's come back around and obviously, you know, had a Pro Bowl season and did everything he possibly could. But like, they've given up on guys, even in their own building, that has turned around and shown them that they have something still left in the tank.
And I just think, like, Belichick saying what I think everybody believes. I think the perception around football is the Browns screwed up Baker. And I think you can extrapolate that to watching guys walk away from here and be good football players. The only guys that are walking out of Cleveland right now and are going to new places and aren't good football players are guys drafted by Andrew Berry. It's Harrison Bryant. Is he still in the league? It's Richard LeCount. He ain't in the league. Siaki Ika. He in the state? He in the league? And I do think that's interesting. And I, like, here's the thing, like, with the Baker thing, like, this is kind of like the thing going forward to move forward. All right, maybe you moved yourself. The Browns are no longer one of the 5. Nobody wants to hear this because we just want to say it's the worst thing we've ever seen. And we're prisoners of the moment. And there's the sky is falling and trade everyone and move this team to Baltimore too and all that kind of stuff. But that's emotion. The reality is, they've moved themselves. They're definitely not top 10. I don't know they're in the top 14, but they're somewhere in the pantheon of NFL teams, the aggregate of the last 4 years, somewhere between 15 to maybe 18 or 19. And now they're trending.
You mean it's like total team or what
do
you mean?
Yeah, I mean, talking about like in terms of the team success that you've had, you're not the dumpster fire that you were when these guys took over.
Okay.
But now all of a sudden, it feels like you're taking a step back. And if we're going to do the quarterback carousel again, you really got to start to tear this thing apart and go, all right, we really had 2 good years of Baker, meaning 2 years of stability around Baker. Year 1, Hugh gets fired. Greg Williams takes over. Then Freddie Kitchen gets hired. Oh, then John Dorsey and Freddie get. You had 2 years on Baker.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You almost had to throw the first 2 years out. They didn't do that. It was, nope. We knew what Baker was those 2 years. We're just going to build on this new thing. And like, the point is, I don't know there's any young quarterback in the NFL you can judge off of 2 years, unless they just are objectively crap. Like, unless it's...
It's Bryce Young or someone like that.
Exactly.
That we've been doing this, yeah.
And so I do, like, that's where my head is. Like, I can't allow you to draft another quarterback if you can't look at... And by the way, it's not just the Baker thing. But you thought you would top that guy out. You thought you had that guy pegged.
And okay, but then we have to find out, because again, if you believe what Ken is saying in the morning show, right? I believe he's talked a lot about the idea that this was not a Jimmy Haslam call, that they moved off of Baker for Deshaun. I don't want to misspeak. Is that your interpretation of it too?
Yeah.
We got to figure out who exactly made the call to move off of Baker.
Who ordered the code red?
Who ordered the code red? And then if that person's out of the building, like if it's Andrew Berry that ordered the code red, then Andrew Berry, if he's out of the building, then you should probably feel a little bit better potentially about moving forward.
Here's the problem is I can't divorce myself from the fact that Kevin is a head offensive play caller, and Kevin also went down to Houston.
in my scenario, it was. I still play with the idea that both could be gone. I know you don't like to play with that scenario, but I still play with that scenario.
216-474-0092 BP and Ed. Does anybody have a working theory on why good football players, or who we think perceptionally in the moment are bad football players, go elsewhere and play their best football? Kind of think that's the crux of the conversation with the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan. I ask you to explain yourself.
I'm using you at the grog shop, and just like you, I probably just loves life. It's probably a great life. He's probably really enjoys it. But like that's a guy that's been on tour for 20 years. That's a guy that's done it.
And this is a bad thing?
No, it's perfectly you in many ways. You'd appreciate that. You'd respect that. And
are you
no surprise that was the guy, though. I don't know why. Like, if you were to tell me to draw the type of person that I expected to be the front man for Blitz and Trapper, that was it.
Are you saying I'm that guy of sports radio? I just want to make sure.
That's not what I'm saying.
All right, now I'm just trying to figure out what you're trying to say here.
That's not what I'm saying.
I think you now owe it to me as a friend, longtime friend, supporter of each other's careers. Now co-host for the next 20 years. Now you got to listen to Blitz and Trapper.
I will. You know I will.
Your voice.
What, you think that was lying?
That was me getting
excited by it.
There was an intonation there. 216.
I feel bad about Blitz and Trapper now.
474-0092. By the way, great concert. They were fantastic.
It's like how I put the Jason Isbell song on there, It Takes a Lifetime, and now it plays after my Morgan Wallen's songs, and then I like it goes right to it, and then I hear the beginning of it, and then I skip it. But that beginning, oh boy, does that go.
Real peppy.
That one goes.
Real peppy. We'll have that for the end of time. Ed and Avon Lake, welcome to the show. I know you have a note on the Browns taking quarterbacks here. What do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to address what you said earlier, which is, why do guys leave the Browns and find success that they don't find here, or they're giving up on, whatever you want to say? It's really pretty simple, okay? 71 and 126 and 1. That's the Haslam's ownership record, okay? The Browns are a dumpster fire. They're a total disaster. And it's going to take another 5 years probably before we can even maybe have a winning record. The franchise has been set back so far by this Deshaun Watson debacle. I mean, it's a disaster.
So I hear some of what you're saying. I do think if we just put it through the lens of the Deshaun thing, it is a disaster. So I'm not trying to – but you said dumpster fire – I mean, if you look at the last 4 years, those 4 years are better than anything since 1988.
So what? That doesn't matter. That's not how you measure anything, okay? Besides the
Ed, by the way, I'm with you. I do the so what in that respect.
Besides the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Dallas Cowboys, this is the worst managed franchise in North American pro sports.
Yeah, but because you said they're a dumpster fire, but again, like they have won there has been some success the last 4 years.
That was a happenstance. That Flacco thing, That was a flash in the pan.
What about 2020?
The 2020 COVID thing. I mean, that's
I think this is where we're at, man. Like, and I thank you for the call. Like, it's you. We can say this is not where they're supposed to be, and the Deshaun thing completely sidestepped any chance they had at maximizing the pinnacle of a lot of great careers in this town. Like, this thing was set up for winning multiple years in a row,
right?
For maybe a decade stretch, depending on how.
But that's why Ed doesn't want to hear you tell him how great it was in the previous 4 years.
But see, this is the problem, because it goes to the Ohio State thing with Ryan Day. You can give them a modicum of credit and still say, but in the end, the job hasn't been done to the degree it needs to. Like, you can say, yeah, there's been some success here. You're closer to it than you were 10 years ago, but you're still not where you need to be. Like, you can say this is not good enough and also say, but it's better than it was. Like, both things are true.
Yes, they are. Neither one has to make anyone feel happy about what the previous 4 years was.
No, but this acknowledgement.
I think that's all Ed is saying.
I do think, like, even Andrew Berry can't draft. Well, JOK is better than any player I can remember. I shouldn't say that. JOK would be the second best player Phil Savage drafted in his 5 years here. So, like, Andrew Berry has not drafted well enough, but, like, JOK, Grant Delpit, you did get 5 years of starting from Greg Newsome and Jedrick Wills, MJ Emerson. You know, like, there are some pieces on this team that show, well, they're not, I'm trying to think of, oh, they're not what Sashi Brown did, where Sashi Brown had 50 picks and found, was it one good football player? I can't remember. It was Joe Schobert, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's where the perspective has to come in, because you have to understand, like, if you think it's just the worst thing ever and this is blah, 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 well, then you're going to do dumb things.
I think 10 years from now, if it went back to being what it was, then I think we'd look at this time and be like, you know, that wasn't that bad. But that's no one's expecting that. I think now we're supposed to be at least where we were for the previous 4 years. The bar was so low that's not clearing it by nearly enough.
So we got to get to the... get back to the Cavaliers. They're 8-0 with a chance to go to 9-0 for the first time in franchise history. And Danny Cunningham, a Cleveland Magazine and 92.3 The Fan, joins us to talk about the Cavs' fast start as Darius turned the corner on 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.